off the ball breakfast.
Have you peaked too soon, Sarah? That's the question in the comments this morning.
No, we have not. That was a desperate second half. 7 points in the second half.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
It is full time in Navan, and Meath have pulled off a huge second half comeback to beat Offaly by 7 points on a scoreline of 125 to 21 points in their Leinster football quarter final. Trailing by 10 points at the break, we saw a 17 point swing by the end of the game. Meath, playing with the aid of a strong breeze, upped their performances across the field, but their ability to convert 2 pointers in the second half was key. Brian Menton and Matthew Costlow got the ball rolling on the comeback with early points, but it was a pair of back to back 2 pointers from Conor Duke that got the ball rolling really. Meath would kick another 5 2 pointers across the half. Matthew Costlow, who ended the game at 9 points, kicked 2 as well. Offaly, who were superb in the first half, probably didn't do enough damage in the scoreboard despite leading by 10 at the break. They didn't score from play in the second half, but could call on their goalkeeper Paddy Dunican to kick frees from the deck. He converted a pair of 2 point frees himself, as well as a 45. Meath substitutes Aaron Lynch and James Conlon both had a huge impact also. They each kicked points seconds after being introduced and combined for a crucial goal in injury time, which Conlon punched in. Meath will go on to play Dublin in their Leinster semi-final. Offaly face another summer in the Tailteann Cup. Full-time score in Navan, Meath 125, Offaly 21 points.
Robbie Brennan, 10 points down at half-time, your Meath team turned it on the second half. 17 point swing, must be happy with that.
Yeah, delighted. Obviously disappointed with the first half, Tommy, and how it went. But I suppose the spirit and the fight we showed in the second half was incredible. And overall, just delighted for the lads we were able to get it done.
Look, there was a significant breeze out there. This game wasn't televised. There might be highlights later on. But a breeze doesn't win a match either. As well, a 10-point lead in these new rules are different. How did you approach it? Because you couldn't force it either at the start of the second half.
No, and that can be a problem if you start doing that. You go for it too much. But look, I think we'd 5 scores and 14, whatever it was, poor shots in the first half. So we knew we were creating it, just we hadn't executed them. So that was the main focus. Could we do that and get a bit more pressure on the ball and help out our defence a little bit more? And thankfully the lads did that.
It wasn't just the scores though. Like across the field, you shaped up, didn't you? There was sloppiness in the first half. There was a couple of 3-up breaches. I think there was one more in the second half. What do you think fed into that? And why did it switch after the break?
Hard to know, you know. You come off the back of the Carlow game, you know, where we played obviously reasonably well for a long period. Maybe a bit of that as we came in, but certainly not underestimating Offaly or anything like that. As we knew they were good sides, so. But as I say, the overriding feeling is that we were able to turn it around. That's the big key to it.
There's a lot of players out there that are quite young into their intercounty journeys. I think Conor Duke, for example, right, makes a couple of brilliant fetches. Maybe had a couple of little mistakes in the game, but then steps up and kicks. Gets the ball rolling with back-to-back, 2-pointers, back-to-back birdies, you might say. Like, unbelievable. And seeing a young fella like that drive the team on is a big thing.
Yeah, he's I keep saying he's a brilliant kid, you know, we'd be laughing saying he's a kid. But a brilliant attitude. He just comes, does what he does, and sometimes when he swings like that and they go over, it's a joy to watch, you know.
Yeah. Look, the departure of Martin Corey and John McMahon, there still seems to be an air of mystery about it all, because I don't think anyone has got an answer on it. Even the players were talking during the week that they just were caught in the hop and they don't really know. There was a strong statement from the Meath footballers in the second half today. Do you feel that a strong statement is needed from the Meath County team as a whole in terms of what happened with the management duo that walked away?
No, to be honest, Tommy, no. We're like we've from the minute it happened, we just focused on the next training session. I've been saying this all year, next training session, next game, and trying to improve and trying to learn. And like obviously we had to do that quite quickly at halftime as well today. So no, it was just about, you know, the here and now and getting on with that. And as I say, the lads have dealt with that brilliantly, and on to the next one now, which will be the Dubs.
I know you were asked about it last week, but can you shed any more light on why the two lads decided to walk away in a team that they had committed 2/3 of the season to? Like, there's arguably 9-10 weeks left in Meath season. Why would they walk away?
No, like I think, to be honest, we've dealt with it last week, and like as a squad and a group and a county, we've moved on from it. So that's what we're just doing. As I say, all the focus goes to the next training session.
You're in your first year as an intercounty manager. I don't think anyone was planning to deal with something like that. There's a lot of outside noise that goes with it. Have you found that element of it difficult to even protect the players from, protect the rest of the management team from? Because it's leading to a lot of speculation.
We say we don't deal in speculation here. We've enough to be doing on the pitch and trying to get the lads ready for the next game. So no. And look, they're a brilliant group in there. Like I keep saying, they're a very intelligent bunch of young men and some fine guys in there, well able to look after themselves. So no, it's just a case of roll up the sleeves and keep going.
Yeah, it's a short career for players, as has been mentioned, and they are grabbing it by the scruff of the neck the minute you saw that in the second half. It's the Dubs up next in an Leinster semi-final. For the first time in a long time, it's going to be on the road. It's going to be in a neutral venue. I don't think we know yet, but that's another big challenge in the step for this team.
It is. And look, it's, you know, it's Port Leash. I think possibly they're saying maybe it'll be on in there. It doesn't really matter. Wherever it is, we'll be ready to go and play. And as I say, it'll be all about us, what we can do. We've enough learnings to take from that match there to be able to improve for the next day.
Yeah, Robbie Brennan, well done today. And thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tommy. Cheers.
Joined by Declan Kelly and Mickey Hart, Offaly joint managers in the bowels of Partalton here, we'll call it. Disappointing, lads. You were 10 clear at half time, but you were against a significant breeze in the second half, and Meath caught you by the end. Give us your take on it, Declan.
Yeah, we started well. There was a significant breeze there, but at half time we would have been happy, but still we would have felt we probably left a few scores behind us at half time. Probably should have been a little bit further up. And we would have spoke obviously about a bit of an onslaught that was probably going to come at you, which was expected to come anyway. But early in the second half, we left a few more scores, possibly a goal and two, maybe 3 points behind us at that stage. So like, we spoke at half time that we could just keep the scoreboard ticking over. It was probably, you know, if the 2 points mightn't have been as significant then. Like,
the first two Meath scores came from turnovers on Offaly attacks,
yeah.
And they were 1-pointers, and then they got a 2-pointer,
yeah.
And they kind of got their backs up a bit, Mickey. Like, 10 points up at half time, what do you want your team doing in the second half?
Well, it's one of those new situations with the new rules. 10 points up in the old game, you've been home and hosed, not anymore. And I think it's a problem, not just because we got beaten today, but I think it's not exactly the right thing to get 2 points for scores from outside 40 metres now, since there isn't 15 behind the ball. I can see why it would have been introduced at the time there's 15 behind the ball, so you're encouraging people to punish defenders who stayed too deep. But with only 12 players now available to be back, you know, there's plenty of room to get scores and to get 2 points for that. I'm not sure that it's such a wonderful thing. People get tired of these sight of this 2-pointer thing, you know, there's not a lot to it. You know, if somebody has the power and the bit of skill, you can shoot these over, the certain players can shoot them over, and that's almost worth a goal. And, you know, I think it takes away even some of the opportunities of people trying for goals, because they know there's three of them and you have 2 goals. Why bother going into the nest and trying to score a creative goal? So that's a part, but that doesn't excuse us for today. We didn't make use of it when we had it, as well as Meath did in the second half. And we dropped 3 short, and 2 of them would have been 2-pointers if they'd gone over.
In the first half?
In the first half.
3 in the bounce, I think.
Yeah,
three,
and we missed a free that we decided to take out and missed that one before we let Paddy at them. And, you know, and again, as Declan says here, we missed chances at the start of the second half. So we don't have a lot of people to blame for this. And Meath deserve a lot of credit, because they were overrunning the first half and must have been in a poor enough state of mind at half time. And to come out and do what they did, they can be very proud of what they did. And, you know, well done to them, because it was an amazing recovery and very hard to take for the team that's ahead by that much.
Yeah.
But look, it's one of life's lessons in sport that you can take nothing for granted. And, you know, if our players can learn something from it, it's a hard lesson. But that'll be the only outcome that'll be positive if you learn the hard lesson.
Yeah, for sure. Declan, like, as we know, it's a young group that you guys are bringing on a journey here. You've been with them for quite a while. Last year, you got to the Leinster semi-final, but the Tailteann Cup campaign, for want of a better phrase, the arse fell out of it. Like, a couple of players went away for different reasons, and, you know, they're young footballers with lives to live. How do you make sure that Offaly's 2025 doesn't fall to the same fate?
Yeah, it's a good question, because we're only talking about historically Offaly don't really embrace second tier competitions. Like, that's been even pre Tailteann and qualifiers, never, we didn't embrace them. But like, the reality of it is, for us, we've made progress to get up to Division 2, like, and, you know, you'd be hoping, you know, you need to stay in Division 2 next year to get into the All Ireland series realistically. And even at that, the way thing is going, you may have to be at the top end of Division 2 to stay into it. So for us, it's an avenue that we're going to have to embrace, because, you know, if you win the Tailteann Cup, you're in the All Ireland series next year, it guarantees you that. Like, but there's a lot of very good teams in this Tailteann Cup, looking at some of the teams that are going to be in it for this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be easy, like, and like, a lot of teams that are probably getting a bit of form even at the latter end of the league went on, maybe in Division 3 and that, like, are and there's not a lot of difference between a lot of teams in it. So, but it's something we're just going to have to embrace. That's the reality of it, because it's something the county hasn't embraced.
Yeah.
But we just have to. There's no other way around it.
It could be a step, Mickey, in the right direction on this journey that Offaly are on. What way do you read it?
Well, look, the competition has now gained more importance than it used to have. People are taking it seriously. And, you know, why not? This is the championship that you find yourself in. And it is a championship. And there's a round-robin opportunity, first of all. So there's games available. So you get to test out more players and more situations. And there's a title to go after. And so I think it would be foolish not to chase it. And it doesn't matter what the history or the record has been in the past. It is something that will be very important even for going to Division 2 next year. You just can't switch off now and say, jump back when Division 2 and find yourself Meath and several teams are above them in Division 2. So it's not going to be an easy place to be. And if you're not prepared for testing yourself to the higher standard and getting more game time and finding out more about players, then you're going to go into that on a very poor frame of mind. So I think we have got to take it as a very important opportunity for development.
Mickey Hart, Declan Kelly, thanks for chatting to us. Best of luck to Offaly in the next step. Hard luck today. It was looking good at half time, but as you said, you can't take anything for granted, Mickey.
No, thank you.
All the best,
thank
lads. You.
Off the ball breakfast.
Have you peaked too soon, Sarah? That's the question in the comments this morning.
No, we have not. That was a desperate second half. 7 points in the second half.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.